The War on Terror, which began after the September 11, 2001 attacks, has had a profound and lasting impact on various aspects of society. While the scope and visibility of these changes can vary, here are some of the more prominent ones that are still in effect today. The first one I want to talk about is the increased security measures. The most noticeable change is the enhanced security measures implemented at airports, government buildings, public events, and other vulnerable locations. Measures like stricter airport screenings, surveillance cameras, and increased police presence have become commonplace. Another one is surveillance and intelligence gathering. So the war on terror prompted a significant expansion of surveillance and intelligence gathering capabilities. Government agencies, such as the National Security Agency, also known as the NSA, have increased their monitoring of communications and online activities, leading to debates over privacy concerns and civil liberties. Another one that's super important is the global military presence. The United States and its allies have maintained a substantial military presence in several regions, including Afghanistan, Iraq, and other parts of the Middle East and Africa. Military bases, forward operating locations, and drone operations continue to be active in these areas. Another really important and popular topic of today's conversation is immigration and border control. The war on terror has had a significant impact on immigration and border control policies. Stricter immigration procedures, enhanced border security measures, and increased scrutiny of travelers have become more prevalent to prevent potential threats from entering the country. It's important to know that the impact of the war on terror is complex and multifaceted, with both positive and negative consequences. The listed changes represent some of the more visible and enduring effects, but overall, the overall impact on global politics, international relations, and individual lives is far-reaching and continues to evolve.
One question I would like both of you to try to answer is, how do you think America has changed as a nation following the 9/11 attacks?
Hi, my name is Angelina Truitt, and I'm going to be answering the second question for the Q&A section, which is, are there any flashbulb memories you have of something that affected you personally, and what do you remember you were doing when this flashbulb memory took place? And the only really significant, historical event that happened during my childhood was what I can remember, the second inauguration of Barack Obama. And I remember this so vividly. I remember watching this at home with my family. And I remember just noticing the crowd that showed up to just see him and watch him get sworn into office and listen to his speech. And I, remember just feeling so excited and overwhelmed that he was getting his second term in office. But this affected me personally because this was the representation the Black community needed in America, and it was important seeing someone of color hold such a higher power status in the government, I guess. Even though this wasn't as traumatic as, 9/11 or JFK's assassination, this was a pretty big moment for me, which is why I think this would be a flashbulb memory for me.
The War on Terror, which began after the September 11, 2001 attacks, has had a profound and lasting impact on various aspects of society. While the scope and visibility of these changes can vary, here are some of the more prominent ones that are still in effect today. The first one I want to talk about is the increased security measures. The most noticeable change is the enhanced security measures implemented at airports, government buildings, public events, and other vulnerable locations. Measures like stricter airport screenings, surveillance cameras, and increased police presence have become commonplace. Another one is surveillance and intelligence gathering. So the war on terror prompted a significant expansion of surveillance and intelligence gathering capabilities. Government agencies, such as the National Security Agency, also known as the NSA, have increased their monitoring of communications and online activities, leading to debates over privacy concerns and civil liberties. Another one that's super important is the global military presence. The United States and its allies have maintained a substantial military presence in several regions, including Afghanistan, Iraq, and other parts of the Middle East and Africa. Military bases, forward operating locations, and drone operations continue to be active in these areas. Another really important and popular topic of today's conversation is immigration and border control. The war on terror has had a significant impact on immigration and border control policies. Stricter immigration procedures, enhanced border security measures, and increased scrutiny of travelers have become more prevalent to prevent potential threats from entering the country. It's important to know that the impact of the war on terror is complex and multifaceted, with both positive and negative consequences. The listed changes represent some of the more visible and enduring effects, but overall, the overall impact on global politics, international relations, and individual lives is far-reaching and continues to evolve.